No, boys and girls, we saw last week how he was put in a kind of prison in what was called his own hired house. The Lord had promised Paul that he would go to the city of Rome and that he would preach the gospel even before the leaders, the Roman emperor in that city. And that had been a long, long time ago. And God brought the Apostle Paul in a very strange way. You remember how for 3 years he was kept as a prisoner in Caesarea. But there he had been very faithful and he had preached the gospel to King Agrippa, to that man called Festus, the other man called Felix. And then, of course, how he had come in the ship and how the ship had run into that great storm and they had been shipwrecked on the island of Malta. And then eventually how they came and they came right into the city of Rome itself. The other prisoners who were on that ship, of course, were told that they were taken and put in the charge of the captain of the guard. But Paul was allowed to dwell, to live in his own hired house. That is, he had a place of his own. He was still a prisoner, of course. And in fact, the Bible tells us that he was chained to a guard night and day. But at the same time, he was in his own house. And because he was in his own house, then he had a certain amount of freedom. He could do certain things and he could meet certain people. Now, I said last week that we would begin to look at some of the people who visited Paul while he was in his own hired house, and of course some of the things that he did when he was in his own hired house. He wrote some of the letters, some of the epistles of the Word of God, and we look at some of those, and he met many people, and he spoke to many people. Now, it's one of the letters and one of the people that I want to tell you about this morning. The letter is the smallest letter, or one of the smallest letters in the whole of the Bible, the smallest one that Paul ever wrote. And it was written to a man called Philemon, and it was about one of Philemon's servants who was called Onesimus. Now, what seems to have happened is this. Onesimus was a servant of this man Philemon, and he did some wrong against Philemon. Maybe he stole something, but whatever. He did something wrong. And because he had done something wrong, then he knew he had to get out of the presence of Philemon. And it would appear that he fled to the city of Rome. Some people think, you see, if you get into a great big city among a lot of people where nobody's going to know you, then really nobody will know anything about what you might have done. Maybe Onesimus thought like that. However, he got to the city of Rome, and it would seem that in the city of Rome, maybe he got into more trouble, and he ended up in this place where the prison was and where Paul's hired house was. Whatever the case, he came into contact with the Apostle Paul. And you may be sure that as the Apostle Paul had preached the gospel before all of those people, before Agrippa and Festus and Felix, as he had preached the gospel on the island of Malta, so he would preach the gospel to this young man, Onesimus. And what happened was this very good thing happened. Onesimus came to believe in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. That's the only way we can be saved. The only way we can become Christians, boys and girls, is by believing that Jesus died for our sins and that he rose again and that he is alive forevermore. Well, the time came then when Onesimus had maybe served a sentence. He was going to have to go back to Philemon and own up, of course, to what he had done. And so Paul wrote this letter, this very small letter, to Philemon. And in the letter, really what he was asking Philemon to do was this. He was asking Philemon to take Onesimus back again, to forgive him for what he had done, and to receive him back into the household once again, and to treat him kindly once again. And in that letter, of course, Paul realizes that Onesimus did something very wrong against Philemon. And here's what he says in that letter. He says, "Now, Philemon, if Onesimus has wronged you, or if he owes you anything," you see, probably he did steal something. "If he has wronged you, sinned against you, or if he owes you anything," he says, "put that on my account and I will repay it." Now, do you know what an account is, boys and girls? A very good thing. Say your dad had an account at the sweetie shop. It would mean that you could go down and order 2 dozen Mars bars and 6 dozen Rolos and what on, and you would say, "Put it on my dad's account. He'll pay it." You see, an account can be a very good thing. And Paul is saying to Philemon, now, if Onesimus has wronged you, if he owes you anything, put it on my account and I will repay it. I will pay you back for everything that Onesimus has done against you, the sin that he has committed against you, the wrong that he has done against you. And of course, Philemon would receive Onesimus back, would forgive him, and would bring him back into his house. Now, does that remind you of something? You see, we're like Onesimus. We have wronged God, and we have sinned against God. And when you think about the gospel, boys and girls, which means good news, as you know, the good news of the gospel is this, that our Lord Jesus Christ says to God, his Father, against whom we've sinned, whatever it is that they have done against you, put it on my account and I will repay it. When Jesus lived and died on the cross, he lived and died on the cross to cancel out our debt. Everyone who would ever believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior comes to see that Jesus has cancelled their debt. He has repaid everything that all his people ever owed. So here is Paul in his hired house, and he's still busy. He's going to write letters to the different churches, to the church at Ephesus, to the church at Colossae, to the churches at Galatia, and he's going to meet people. And one of the first people that he met was this young man, Onesimus. And what a good meeting it was for Onesimus, because back he went with that letter in his hand to take to Philemon. And Paul was saying, I'll do whatever is needed so that you can take Onesimus back. And boys and girls, we can take all of God's word. And in the promises of God's word, when we go to God through what Jesus has said, then we know that God will receive us and accept us as his own children. Now, do keep that in mind. Philemon, Onesimus, but God and us and Jesus Christ, the Savior.